Blog Talk Radio.
Let the healing begin.
Awaken my soul, come into the light. Awaken my spirit, like your candle burn bright. Awaken my higher self, step down into me. Direct all my actions eternally.
Good evening. This show is not intended to take the place of orthodox medicine, but to work in conjunction with it. Therefore, if you need to seek medical advice, we advise that you do so. By participating in the Blog Talk Gold Ring Healing Fountain radio show, you are implying that you give permission to receive healing from Source, the universe, all that is, God, or whatever name you call the Supreme Being, by whichever vibration it comes on. For example, Eastern energies facilitate Reiki, etc. Or Western therapies may utilize the Christ angelic energies. This program is non-denominational, so the healing modality will vary depending on the guest speaker. All healing comes from the same source. It may just come on a different vibration, rather like tuning in to a different radio station. We ask that you join us with an open heart and mind, with a clear head, i.e. not under the influence of drink or recreational drugs. Healers are working from a place of love and light, with the highest good of mankind and Mother Earth uppermost in heart, thought, and deed. Please relax and enjoy this co-creation. This is your time. We are in the time of now.
Angels are standing in line, they help me and you. So trust what you feel in your heart, and you'll never lose. Awaken my soul, come into the light. Awaken my spirit, like a candle shine bright. Awaken my
Welcome to the Healing Fountain Show. This is the show where we cross meridians and time zones every week to connect with all our listeners from all around the world. And we also cross oceans, especially the Atlantic Ocean, to connect with Mr. Gary Moore. Are you there, Gary, from the USA?
Hi, John Christie. Hello, everyone. Welcome to another edition of the Healing Fountain. Yeah, we cross oceans, the meridians, dimensions.
Yeah.
Denominational boundaries, all of it. Yes, we do.
No, we do. We do whatever we can do to contact our listeners. And
absolutely.
We should have had the beautiful Candy Hoff as our special guest today, speaking about twin flames. But unfortunately, Candy has lost her voice. So we're sending out loads of healing to her out there. She may be listening in, I'm not sure. But we're hoping to get her back sometime in April.
Okay.
But never mind, we are here for you.
Love and healing to Candy Hoff, sir.
Yeah.
And our apologies for that.
Yeah. And we're here for everybody.
Absolutely. The show must go on, so let's,
and we're
proceed
here
forward.
Especially if you're in pain, be it physical, spiritual, mental, or emotional, to help you to connect to the healing angels and your creator, and to help you to rise above it. And to help you to meet it head on and not shrink back from it, which seemed to make it more painful in my experience. Yes, what do you think, yeah. Gary?
And my experience as well, you know, when we surrender to it, the way to it is through it. So we surrender to it and simply go through it. And once we go through it, we emerge on the other side much more quickly, I think. The idea is to not resist it. You know, what you resist persists. So when you surrender, you're no longer resisting it, welcoming it and allowing it, in and through us. And, you know, the body, the human body and everything else, you know, left up to its own design, does what it does naturally, and that's heal itself. So
that's right.
And we just provide the platform and the podium and the media for that to happen.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, we're here also if you want to change the world, in which case, be and live the change you wish to see, because when everyone has peace in their heart, then there will be peace in the world and there will be no more wars.
Absolutely. Once you have peace within, the war goes away. Once you embrace all of those parts within ourselves, the more of us do that, the more this dualistic society, reality that we live in falls away. And as more and more of us do that, that's how the world heals, as within, so without.
Mm-hmm. And we're here for you also if you need guidance on how to be in this world. Focus only on the positive things in life. The law of attraction states that we attract to ourselves what we focus on, so being negative only attracts negativity. And as we're creating our future as we speak, think of how you want yours to be, and take the first step towards creating it. We're here to live with joy. Everyone dies, but not everyone lives.
I love that
motto.
And it'll open your heart and your eyes and your consciousness to this reality that really acts benevolently and nonstop on our behalf. The more we open our eyes and the more we look and see that it does operate only on our behalf, and the more we see that, the more it starts happening for us. And it's as if by magic, but it's not magic. That's just
it's magic as well. Yeah, it is. And also being grateful for what we already have and sending out those positive thoughts to the universe, you know, just helps us to manifest it back to ourselves as well.
Mm-hmm. So
and
looking
also,
at the bright side of life is...
Oh, Gary, you won't believe that I tried to upload that song 3 times, Look on the Bright Side of Life, and there is actually a swear word in it, and I swear it would not let me upload it.
What?
I swear. If you can see on the switchboard, we'll play it in just a moment, but if you can't, I've got another one up there anyway we can play. But we're also here... If you're well on your journey and wish to help us to send out healing to Gaia and our brothers and sisters and animal friends, because as you know, never think that you can't afford to send whatever you can afford to a worthy cause, because whatever you send out is repaid by the universe 100-fold. That's been my experience. And there are loads of brilliant causes out there, such as WaterAid, Oxfam, Medicine Sans Frontières, the Wildlife Fund, and they're only asking for something like £3 a month, and every little bit helps. You know, Mother Teresa said, if you can't afford to feed all the starving of the world, just feed one. And if all of us did that, there'd be no one starving. And not only that, if you only help one person in your life is not wasted, and you do the work of the Master. So I support a place in India called the Grace Orphanage. And I just send them what I can afford to send them. And for £10 of our money, you want to see what they can buy. It's ridiculous. All the children were holding up packets on a photograph on my Facebook page with toothpaste and toiletries and you know, things in there that they were really pleased to get a hold of. And other things as well at Christmas they got. But Anyway, we're also here for you if you're well on your journey and wish to share it with other like-minded people. The Healing Fountain is the sister site of the Gold Ring Game of Enlightenment at http://goldring.wetpaint.com, where there are about 7,500 other people. And this website was created by Riza, and there are loads of brilliant videos made from all the information he has downloaded from the ethers, not to mention his wonderful interactive book, The Christ Within, at creativespace.com. And the Teo community is another brilliant place at Heart to Soul Prayer Partners for Peace with Brother Sean. And he, like us, embraces people from all religions and none, because we all have the same creator. So you never need to feel alone or isolated. Just pick up the phone and call us with any questions. And if we don't know the answers, we'll know somebody else who does. And phone us if you want a fairy card reading or a reading with any of the wonderful guests we have here, who also give their time and energy for free in order to do what they can do to help anyone who either needs it or wants to help us help others. So we're here, even if our guest hasn't come about. But never mind.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So you didn't find Look for the Bright Side of Life on the switchboard?
I did not find it, no. But no? We'll see if we can play it later on in the show.
If we can, you never know. But I'm just going to play one recorded by my nephew, Simon Pollitt, and you'll probably hear his music rounding about.
La, 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 love. La, 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 love. La, 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 love. Hearts Club, and it started like this. Hello, is there anybody out there? I'd like to meet someone someday soon. Then I kept on writing, 'cause I'm so sick of hiding, and what's the use of hiding inside? Need a little la 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 love. Better that way. Time's moved on, and I could share these days. Book a holiday for two for a change. But sometimes I'm hopeless. I still want what I can't have, and that's bad. At least I know that. I need a little.
Oh, I love that song. That was my nephew, Simon Pollitt. singer-songwriter living in London, trying to get a record deal just at the moment, but he's also producing as well.
That's amazing.
So if anybody wants anything producing. Well, we do have a lovely video to play, and it's called Healing with the Angels. And I'm just going to see if I can get that to go in the chat room. Oh, you've done it. You've beaten me to it.
I've beaten you to it. Yes, there's the link. Let me make sure it's the link. Yes, it's the link.
Go ahead
and click that link and pull up the YouTube player and pause the player, reset it back to zero, and mute the sound. And when you've done that, send up a heart in the chat room to let us know you're ready. And Jen Christie shall count us down. Healing with the Angels. It's always a lovely thing.
Whether we think
we need it or not.
Well, we do. There's always some part of us, whether it's in our body somewhere or in our mind somewhere, or even if it's in our childhood somewhere, that needs healing. And we can't get enough healing, really.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to play that. So I've uploaded the soundtrack to the radio so that people on the radio can listen to it. It's an Enya song, and it's beautiful. So here we go. I'm going to count you down now. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Press play. And now it's time for our candle ceremony. Here's where we light our candles. I've already lit the Nag Champa to cleanse and purify the atmosphere. And I'm lighting my candle because fire is a very powerful tool which, along with prayer and focused intent, helps us to manifest our goals, which are, as usual, to send love, light and healing out to all the world, to all our brothers and sisters, to our animal friends, the nature wave, our minerals, and to Candy Hoff, who's not very well today. And I light my candle as well for world peace and spiritual unity, and also because it represents the light that we call spirit. Now the air is purified. It's time to invite our angelic friends to draw close. We'd like to ask for the assistance of the Archangel Michael. Please be with us now to bring your love and protection in the name of divine truth. Love and light, love and light, love and light. Thank you. Please help us, Archangel Uriel, be with us now to bring your love and upliftment in the name of divine truth, love and light, love and light, love and light. The Archangel Gabriel, please be with us now to bring your love and wisdom in the name of divine truth, love and light, love and light, love and light. Thank you. Archangel Raphael, please be with us now to bring your love and healing in the name of divine truth, love and light, love and light, love and light. Thank you. Also, the Archangel Metatron, we ask for your assistance now to take our love, light and healing out all around the world in divine truth, love and light, love and light, love and light. Thank you. And the energies of Sananda Jesus and Magdalene, please be with us now. Thank you. We're in the divine presence of the angelic realm, and we ask that they close around our circle of love, light, and healing, along with our guides, inspirers, and guardian angels to assist us. Thank you. And right now, I'd like to sing the words of an ancient healing prayer that Moses said to God when he wanted healing for his sister Miriam, some 8,000 years ago. I'd like you to sing along with me and send out the healing to anybody you'd like to, or anything, or anyone, or any part of yourself that you'd like to heal. It goes like this. Anna, Elna, Rafana, La. 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 Last time. Anna, Elna, Rafana, La. Anna, Elna, Rafana, La. And now we'd like to ask Marika to do the mantra, please. Thank you, Marika. Dearest Wei Xiaowas, I would like to ask you to take a deep breath and focus on your connection with our Mother Earth. Become aware of the fact that you're in touch with her. Your feet lightly touching her, and become aware of the fact that many feet are touching her right now in all countries all over the world. Close your eyes and visualize this with me. We are all standing on her, holding each other's hands. We surround her like a giant wheel with spokes of light coming from our hearts together into the center space that lies deep within our grandmother Earth. As we see her crystal heart and as we take this deep breath again, we feel the beating of our heart through our bodies, and we all start to slightly move on the melody of her heartbeat as one heart. We feel this energy reaching our heart centers, and our hearts feel so warm, they're overflowing with love, and the energy you can imagine as the purest light flows to the center of the earth. And we become aware of our connection again. And we know we are all related. Mitakoye Oyasin. When the energy reaches our eyes, we feel our heads lifting a tiny bit up, and we see our Father Sky. And when we see beyond Father Sky, we see a giant book floating in space. On the cover of the book is written, Book of Healing Requests, and the book opens. We can write down all names we would like in that book, but the first name you may write down in grace is your own name. Please go ahead and write it in there. Right now, you are a receiver of healing energy, and you may direct this energy to any human being, animal, or plant you want by writing down the names in the book. You may write them down underneath the healing fountain list that is already in there. I'll give you a little bit of time to write the names down. Please go ahead now.
And when all names are written in the book, we see that the book closes and drops slightly down into the center of Mother Earth. Thank you, Mother Earth, for all the love that you give. Feel the gratitude and sit down very comfortable and be surrounded by this energy and listen to a beautiful meditation from our special guest. Thank you very much.
Prepare now your sacred space. Take care that you will be uninterrupted. Please now start relaxing your body. Place the center of your attention and your heart center in the middle of your chest. Now feel your pulse, deeply entering into the silence of your being. Right now. Coming into contact with the beating of your heart, deepen into the pulsating energy that gives you life. Let everything else go. Place all attention upon the heart pulse. Feel your heart. Feel God. Feel God within you. Now, with full feeling, breathe the words, I am. Connect with the I am presence and the power of creation within. Inhale deeply through your nose and exhale deeply through your mouth 3 times. Beloved brothers and sisters, it is the duality within us that resists another aspect of ourselves, due to the mind still perceiving from opposite poles. It is from this dual lens that form binding desires, from the separated self. As the pendulum of our thoughts swing in one direction, it always comes back to the opposite direction to balance the poles. This is the law of duality. Imagine if we carry strong views, beliefs, or opinions on such things as what is right and what is wrong, what is good and what is bad, what is comfortable and what may be irritating. The further the pendulum swings in favor of our view, the more intense its balancing action is on the other extreme. Please now imagine yourself engulfed in a bonfire of violet flames. See this consuming fire coursing through your body, flaming through your flesh. As you take these next few minutes to contemplate where it is that you hold these strong views, opinions, and attachments to your identity as a human, call it all to the surface now, and then release it into the violet flames. The source of all is God, or oneness. This means that all pairs of opposites have the same foundation. Light and dark are from the same source. Good and evil are from the same source. While different frequencies, they live on the same polarity spectrum and are extreme manifestations of the exact same energy. Divine love knows no opposite. Please now take these next few minutes to commune deeply with your higher self, all that is, God. We are offering up our separated identity in order to activate our full merging with the omnipresent oneness of all life. The wind of the day is warm and caresses a pair of majestic eagles adorning the sky with the praise of thanksgiving here in the great Gobi Desert Plateau of Mongolia. There is a sense of hope mixed with a sense of burden from the past. It is as if these eagles are impressing upon your consciousness that this journey before you is going to be a very important step to bridge the beliefs of the past with the truth of what is present, with a new perception of life that knows neither negative nor positive, only love for love, light for light, no cause and effect, just to live life as an experience of potential. You find yourself alone deep in the steppes of this nomadic land. You look around, wondering if there is anyone else in these dunes of time. In the far distance, you see what looks like a very small, unusual mount rising out of nowhere. Curious, you begin walking towards it. The dry air of the desert develops into a cold wind, announcing the development of the night. There is absolutely no visible living form, apart from the eagles you have previously seen. Everything else is extremely dry and barren, except for some small shrubbery dotting the plains. There is a profound sense of isolation. You keep walking as it is getting dark, and your only desire is to reach the small mount in hopes of finding shelter and protection for the night. As you come closer to the rocky outcropping, you notice a hole, what seems to be a small cave. Raising your sight, you see one small but very brilliant white cloud above the cave, and again the pair of eagles flying and looping infinity circles above you. You wonder what this message may mean. You are feeling so relieved to have found a small place to spend the night, and one that shelters the cold. Just as you enter the cave, you jump back quickly as a sudden flurry of bats fly quickly overhead to the outside. Just as you're entering the cave, a feeling of extreme loneliness and sadness permeates your entire being. You feel a strong presence inside this little grotto. You stop suddenly and fully become still as an icy chill covers your whole body. You begin to tremble. You notice some fear welling up from inside, and your heart starts beating a little bit faster. You have some matches inside your pocket, and you reach for them and light one up. Suddenly, you see two points of light. They go on and they go off. You rush to strike the match. As the flame lights, you raise your sight and see what seems to be two huge wings covering a dark mass that is hovering near the ground. You now realize that this is some type of being that is hiding in the deepest part of the cave, just a few meters from you. Then, for some reason, you instantly remember the cloud and the eagles outside. A feeling of deep compassion washes over you. So strong this feeling of compassion that, despite your fear, you are impulsed forward to see what is happening to this, what looks like, some type of angel. You slowly and cautiously move closer and closer. You whisper, "Beloved sister, beloved brother, what is happening to you? Why are you inside this cave all alone, far from the outside world?" You feel a very deep sentiment of loneliness and sadness coming out of this angel. You have never felt so much sorrow. You cannot see the face of the angel as it hides its head beneath its enormous wings. It is as if it wanted no one to find him in this cave, as if loneliness was the only solution for this angel. Suddenly, you perceive a certain movement of the wings.
they are opening. Now the head starts to show as the angel looks at you. Two red points that appear to be his eyes penetrate deeply into your soul. Once again, you feel compassion, a deep compassion. You want to help this beautiful angel. His eyes emerge as dark wells of sadness. What is happening to you, beloved angel? Why is your heart covered by so much pain and suffering? The angel finally responds, I am the angel that used to be called the bringer of the light. I was created as a beautiful, brilliant, and most loving being, the strongest of them all. Why, they even called me the brightest star. Yet my mission was to serve as the fallen one, and this had disappointed so many of my family. I never knew how far this would go. No one did. Since eons upon eons of what you call time, I have been hiding here. Hiding from myself, mostly, and also from my brother and sister angels, and above all, from the humans. I have been most severely judged, persecuted, rejected, and now blamed for all the evil, the egotism, the malice, the atrocities that are occurring on your planet. The shame, the pain, the suffering that I carry is unbearable. Yet, this is my responsibility, to hold the duality in place, to hold all energy of hatred and discordancy in place. The fall of grace was never something that I wished for. The duality just kept growing, and soon out of control, magnified in proportions not anyone imagined would happen by humankind and their own mind. It is a lot of pressure upon my consciousness. It is all you can do to keep from weeping pools of tears. It is as if this story is the story of all humans, of yourself. You look deep into the eyes of this one as you fall deep into his heart and then deep into his soul. You realize that this angel has truly taken on the suffering of humanity for seeming eternity. Keep the game of duality in place until the human race could elevate together. You could just not even imagine the role that this one had taken on, the role of upholding the entire field of suffering. You know that the moment has arrived for this angel to return home to the light, and back to his family of Seraphim. As you place the palm of your hand upon the third eye of this one, you say, Beloved angel of grace, please relax now and close your eyes. The time has come for your most holy liberation. Now, place your attention upon your heart center. Visualize yourself surrounded in vivid white light. Visualize it and feel it. Now radiate this light out to fill your entire room. Visualize a webbing of light connecting your entire neighborhood, your community, your city, enveloping your entire country. Now visualize a massive tapestry of white crystalline light, bridging every ocean of the world, every mountain peak, to every nation. Now bring your attention to your third eye, between the brows. Visualize this grid pathway of light reaching into the etheric plane and to all of the temples and crystalline cities surrounding the planet, and to the earth, and to all cities of light in the etheric dimensions. Feel the angelic energy arriving around you, the angelic light. All of the presences of the universe are arriving with their love and assistance. In this beautiful moment in which the grace of divine forgiveness is going to unfold her love and his comprehension, you are surrounded by angels, seraphim, cherubim, angels of the highest order, all of the great archangels, all composing a beautiful harmony of protective and nurturing energy all around you. Beloved Faith extends her beautiful wings, wrapping you in celestial grace as Archangel Michael begins to speak. Children of the Most High God, the hosts of heaven are in great celebration to return our beloved brother Lucifer home into our archangelic embrace, just as we welcome you. For long millennia, we have been looking to this glorious moment to hold you all in our wings as one unified family of Mother, Father, God. And in so doing, we are now able to truly guide humanity into the golden age. This one called Lucifer, playing in a role opposite my own flaming sword of protection, is my dear, dear brother, who I have so missed. A most selfless, courageous being of cosmic magnificence and fortitude. His story goes beyond to many systems of worlds, for his consciousness, cycle after cycle, has held the program of duality in place until such a time when sufficient numbers of people upon your planet could awaken to their true divine nature. Beloved angels of the sun, Lucifer's story of a fallen one is also your story, for you are one in the same. The program of extremes of polarity, of good and evil, now returns to the realms of the illumined truth. Without your light, without your love, the evolution of a human race could not have been possible. We want you to really understand how important your focus, your life, in all lifetimes leading up to this moment have been. This is the crowning moment in which all of your loneliness, suffering, and pain will be forgiven, transmuted, and transformed as you now return home to sit in the throne next to Mother, Father, God. I am Archangel Michael. Archangel Lucifer raises his sight. Celestial lights beam from his eyes. the most beautiful lights you have ever seen. His tears drop onto the planetary crystalline grid of the Earth and are transformed into diamonds, illuminating the entire matrix with a shimmering brilliance. Please now, and with full passion and the full feeling of love and forgiveness, bring Lucifer into your heart. Please repeat after me. Beloved Mother, Father, God, mighty I Am Presence and Holy Christ Self, beloved Karmic Board and all assisting councils of light, through the power and presence of God and by the magnetic power of the sacred flame vested in us, we invoke and call forth the law of forgiveness in the transmuting violet flame. Through all transgressions, discordancies, and distortions of the laws of God in us and upon planet Earth as a result of the extremes of polarity, fill us and our entire group body with the flames of illumination and the power of perception to re-establish within us the Christ mind, the Christ heart, so that we may humbly walk with you every day for the selfless service to the divine plan. In the name of the Father and the Mother and the inner child, we decree. I am the will of God. I am the truth of God. I am the light of God. I am the violet consuming flame of love, mercy, and forgiveness. I am the violet fire purifying humanity now. I am the violet fire healing humanity now. I am the violet fire illuminating humanity now. I am the violet fire liberating humanity now. You are now surrounded in platinum light as the morning sun breaks over the horizon, which reflects your feelings of buoyancy and release. Please now continue your journey home to the Earth as the risen star, the bringer of truth. You are returning, returning, becoming more aware of your physical surroundings, feeling the vibrations of your physical body. Place your awareness upon your breathing. Make some gentle movements within your body. Allow it to stretch, move. Coming back now. When you are ready, gently open your eyes. Thank you for sharing this beautiful journey of awe-inspiring revelation. We give our deepest gratitude for the Children of the Sun Foundation in this meditation and the Councils of Light for their transmissions and for the understanding of the tremendous role that Lucifer has played. As the game of duality ends, the foundations accept Lucifer into their hearts and into that space of divine union. We feel that the return of this great seraphim angel will play a major role in helping to build advancing pathways of divine light for the new I Am race. We invite you also to accept Lucifer as one with us all, and the great carrier of the grace and the glory of Mother Father God. In these next few days, please allow yourself great nurturance as more of the old perceptions and programming releases from this tremendous activation and to the power of divine perception. We give you our deepest blessings and look forward to meeting you once again on this path of light.
That wonderful meditation, Gary. It was brilliant.
Oh, well, thank you.
Anyway, welcome back, everyone.
Yeah, that came to me as a vision last winter, a year ago, actually. And through my Native American teachings, you know, I didn't really have that awareness of Lucifer, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Lucifer was a creation of white people, naked gaping, you know, as far as I was concerned.
Angels are
right.
Not really in your culture, are they?
The angels, I didn't get angels for a long time, you know. For me, the angels occurred in the natural world, you know. The angels, my angels were the eagle, the crow, the spider, the various different natural creatures, you know. That's my guardian angels, or spirit helpers is what they were called, you know, with the Indians. So it was very interesting that this vision came to me to begin with. And then later to create a meditation around it of going in and forgiving Lucifer. You know, I kind of went out on a limb.
As long as you don't fall off it, you're okay. It was absolutely wonderful. Very, very moving as well. Thank you for that.
Well, thank you. Thank you.
And we want to thank the angelic realm for being with us. But don't go yet. We've got other things to do.
Mm-hmm.
I wanted to just remind everyone about your show on Saturday night, is it? A Night with Gary G.
Daddy G.
Yeah, sorry.
Right.
Daddy G. Yeah. What time is that on, Gary?
That's on at 9 p.m. Eastern.
So it's
2 a.m. Greenwich. So.
Yeah, a bit late for me, I'm afraid.
A bit late for the folks in Europe, but it's just right for us. You catch it on the archives, and occasionally Yvonda even tunes in.
Yeah, that's on Blog Talk Radio, isn't it? On
Blog
Talk Radio as well.
Saturday night, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, right.
Yeah, and also, if you're on Facebook, please like our Healing Fountain page. We're on there. And if you're on YouTube, just look for me as well, Jan Christie, on YouTube.
Look for Jan Christie or Gary Moore on Facebook as well. So,
yeah, I'm Jan Christie Drinkel on Facebook.
Right.
So, anyways, keeping with our theme of angels, we do have Angel of the Stars by a friend of mine called Richard, and Richard Keogh. And this is one of his songs, so I'll just press that.
Thank you.
send you the angel to keep you safe at night. If only I was the one and hadn't got to go away. If only I was the one and I could turn around and say that today is the day that I realize what a love, what a love.
Keogh, another songwriter of inspirational songs. Lovely guy,
yeah.
Too. Mm. Tis.
Lovely,
anyway,
lovely, lovely.
Next week, guess who? Our resident
Ooh.
Angel worker, Jane Dawson.
Yay, Jane Dawson will be back with us. Wonderful.
Yeah.
I look forward to that. Absolutely.
I will too. And so everybody can call in and get their beautiful readings from Jane. And she's absolutely fantastic, as is her daughter, Lauren Robertson, and she'll be here later in the month. And also, February 18th, in the chat room, we have Mary Gates, and she's on Mary E. Gates on the 18th of February. So
Wonderful.
Look out for Mary, because she also does brilliant readings. And I think she said she was going to do something a little bit different this time.
Ah.
Hmm. So,
for something completely different.
Yeah. So we've got Dream Master in there saying he's been touring.
and, he's been touring, great.
Sounds great. Is he in a band?
I don't know.
Oh, we'll have to ask him. Okay then, we're going to have to say goodbye and God bless. And thank you everybody for being with us. It's been great. And he's been astral touring. Dream Master. Right on, brilliant. Okay, so if you cue our last song, Gary, because
I'll
it's
do that.
Mine on my switchboard, you might know. And we're going to say goodbye and bless and play out with this. So see you next week, everyone.
Thank you, everyone. And yes, we did find the song, and here it is.
And
remember, always look on the bright side of your life.
Yeah, it's a brilliant song and a lovely positive one, but it's got a swear word in it. So just try
and say.
Try and beep it up.
Some things in life are bad. They
Hi, everyone.
Really make you mad. Other things just make you swear and curse. When you're chewing on life's gristle, don't grumble. Give a whistle. And this'll help things turn out for the best. And always look on the bright side of life. Always look on the light side of life. If life seems jolly rotten, there's something you've forgotten, and that's to laugh and smile and dance and sing. When you're feeling in the dumps, don't be silly chumps, just purse your lips and whistle, that's the thing. And always look on the bright side of life. Come on. Always look on the right side of life. For life is quite absurd, and death the final word. You must always face the curtain with a bow. Forget about your sin, give the audience a grin. Enjoy it, it's your last chance anyhow.
So always look on the bright side of death. Just before you draw your terminal breath.
Life's a piece of shit when you look at it. Life's a laugh and death's a joke, it's true. You'll see it's all a show. Keep on laughing as you go. Just remember that the last laugh is on you. And
always look up.
fame will come from nothing, you know what I say?
Oh,
cheer up, you old bugger. Oh, give us a grin. There you are. See? It's the end of the film. Incidentally, this record's available in the foyer.
Always look on the bright
side. Summer's got to live as well, huh? Who do you think pays for all this rubbish?
Always look on
the money back, you know? I told him. I said to him, Bernie, I said, they'll never make that money back.
Always look.